Caro, M. Lodi, California, May 9, 1908. Dr. M. Caro, Auckland. Dear Sister Caro, letters have been received from individuals in Australia that demand that a decided statement be made by those who can speak in behalf of the wife of Dr. Caro. In August 1906, Dr. Caro's wife came to San Francisco to meet her husband. The doctor's mother, feeling that she could not allow her to travel with the three children alone, accompanied her, which was a wise thing to do. But when the sisters Caro arrived at San Francisco, the doctor was not there to meet them, and no trace of his whereabouts could be found. The distress of his mother was very great, for she supposed her son was lying sick in some part of the city and was unable to reach them. Every conceivable means was tried to find the doctor, but in vain. We felt deeply the humiliation and distress of Sister Caro, and we tried to share her burden as far as this was possible. We are very thankful that we could help in this time of perplexity and trial. For over a year, Edith Caro lived in a little cottage a few steps from my door. In the care she gave her children, Sister Caro revealed herself to be a kind and faithful mother. She did not permit her children to rule her, but she ruled them firmly and cared for them kindly. When they did wrong, she corrected them, but not harshly. She was a faithful mother, and her children loved her. She taught the eldest daughter to be helpful and to find amusement for the little ones. Sister Caro showed herself to be a wise mother in requiring obedience from her children, for this was the only way she could make them happy and teach them to obey God. Under no circumstances would Sister Caro leave her children, unless they could be with someone whom she could thoroughly trust. A few times only did she consent to attend the Sabbath services on the hillside, choosing rather to stay at home and be with her children. I believe that it was in the providence of God that Sister Caro was near me in this experience, that I might testify to her kindness and faithfulness as a mother, and that the falsehoods of the doctor might not be received as truth. I can bear positive testimony that she is a woman who loves the Lord and who is striving to keep His commandments. She gave evidence that she was a child of God and was seeking to serve Him in truth and righteousness. The Bible and the testimonies were her books of study. Although the house in which she lived was small, it was kept tidy. When Sister Edith Caro could get sewing to do that could be done without neglecting her children, she was ready to do it. She was always willing to earn what she could. Dr. M. Caro, the grandmother of the children, whenever she could do so, obtained work as a midwife or nurse, and thus earned means to help support the family. Dr. Caro had written to me during this time, telling me that he was sick and was seeking to regain his health. I wrote to him several times, inviting him to come to our home. I told him we had horses and carriages, and he could ride out with his family. We would do all in our power to help him to get well. But the man did not accept my offer. In my letters to him, I did not make one complaint in regard to the support of his family. We gave them freely of that which our land produced, and were thankful that we could do this. The means that Dr. Caro now and then sent me was always placed in the hands of his mother, and also his letters, with the exception of one or two which were sent under restriction that they should not be shown to anyone. These I sealed up, but it may become necessary to make their contents known. The doctor has taken such a course that we cannot tell when he is speaking the truth and when cruel falsehood. Later, the family moved to the city of Oakland, where his wife hoped to get employment as a masseuse. His mother went to Loma Linda to get preparation for the work of Bible teacher. On the afternoon that the children were taken, a fictitious call was made for Sister Caro to give treatment to a woman in a distant part of the city. She answered the call, leaving her children in the care of Brother Rice's family, where they were living. She was so thankful that here was an opportunity to earn something for the support of herself and her children. But when she reached the place mentioned in the message, She could find no address like that given her. After some search and inquiry, she returned home to find that her husband had called at Brother Rice's during her absence and had taken the two children. When the news reached me, I was like one stunned. Sister Caro was so broken-hearted by her loss that for a time it seemed that she would die. We feel deeply grieved over the action of the doctor, and that he should regard as a virtue the deed he has done. Why did he not consider the mother's agony of heart at the loss of her little ones? Could he suppose that she would remain passive, ignorant of the welfare of her children? And did he not understand that for this wicked thing he will have to give account to the judge of all the earth? Did he suppose that God would permit such cruelty to go unpunished? Nay, these children are the Lord's property, bought with the price of the Son of God. Did Dr. Caro suppose that his children, even though they were separated from their mother for years, would forget her loving care for them, her prayers for them at their bedside, and the lessons taught them by her from the Word of God? Oh, that the Lord would make the doctor realize what he has done and deliver him from the satanic workings of the enemy.